I'm going to assign you an animal. And what you're going to do is write clues as to what animal you are.
Instructor Emma Williams is leading a class of about a dozen students at Spanish Springs High School in a Paiute language lesson based on the Pyramid Lake dialect.
So if you're a deer, what would you say to distinguish?
Watch a capa gallo.
We could say, no, waha, ah, got you. Antlers, because ah is forehead, but it means antlers as well.
The Washoe County School District began offering these classes about 10 years ago at Spanish Springs at the request of Native students. The program has since grown to two other schools, including Reed High and North Valleys. Williams was actually a former student in one of the classes and is now teaching it to the next generation. Rhonda Knight is the Indian Education Specialist for the Washoe County School District. She works to make sure schools are meeting the cultural needs of its 1,000 Native students and their families from elementary through high school.
It's important to have that Paiute language classes in the schools that serve a higher population of Native American students to preserve the language.
But the classes are popular among non-Natives too, she says.
It's more of a being curious about the language, but once they get in it and they start learning about the culture, the history of our local Native tribes, and then again, the language. They really seem to like it.
High schoolers Lauren Martinez and Kayla Scott are two non-Natives taking the class this semester. They huddled together to think up sentences in Paiute to describe the animal assigned to them, a snake.
What is cussing? Wings. So I don't have wings. Oh, I should forget you.
Martinez explains why she chose the elective.
I didn't want to do Spanish because I could learn Spanish from my family, and I didn't want to do French, and Paiute seems interesting to me.
Martinez and Scott will both participate in the annual Language Bowl next Thursday at the University of Nevada, Reno, where they'll be quizzed on vocab, translation, and sentence formation. Scott says she's excited for the competition and has been fielding questions from her peers about it.
People are always surprised that we're taking Paiute, you know, like, what's Paiute? And you're like, it's a language. Yeah.
Rhonda Knight with the school district is a member of the Lovelock Paiute tribe and regrets that no one ever taught her to speak it.
I grew up around the language, like my grandmother, my great aunt speak in the language, but unfortunately, it's a dying language. And I, you know, came to Reno, went to school, went to college, and nobody was there to see the importance of me still learning it.
Even at the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, who helped establish the school's curriculum, there are only about 4 fully fluent Native Paiute speakers left. Knight says seeing public school students picking it up so quickly, though, has encouraged her to consider enrolling in a beginner course.
Now that I see the kids in the school district learning it, I have a daughter myself. She's 18 years old, so I'm looking at taking the classes at Reno Sparks Indian Colony.
Northern Nevada isn't alone in this quandary. Tribes across the U.S. are facing language loss at a critical rate as older speakers pass away. Knight would like to expand Washoe County's program, but it's a matter of actually finding more fluent teachers. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.